from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name. Yes, welcome to another time when we let the Bible speak. Doing that today is the Reverend Larry Power, and he's turning our thoughts to John's Gospel chapter 3 and verse 7 and letting the Bible speak on the new birth. But before we hear that message and some words in song, I want to draw your attention to a verse found in 1 John chapter 1. In fact, it's the verse 7, and the words are these: The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, that is God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Jesus Christ alone can cleanse our hearts from sin. Nothing but His precious blood can remove the foul stain of iniquity. Now this truth is very vividly illustrated in the cleansing of the leper by the Lord Jesus, as it's recorded for us in Mark's Gospel chapter 1, verses 40 to 42. The condition called leprosy in the Bible was a terrible disease. It penetrated to every part of the body, and it would burst forth in just a mass of corruption. Under the Jewish covenant law, the leper was one who was accounted as unclean. His every act was defiled. He was barred from entering the house of God. His disease was one that no man could heal. Leprosy, therefore, was a fitting type of sin, and it's used as such in the Scriptures. Just as Jesus Christ healed and cleansed the leper, He's able to deal with sin, the plague of our hearts. Under the Levitical law, there was a special ceremony involved in the cleansing of the leper. Two clean birds were taken, one was killed, and the other was dipped in its blood. Using the living bird, still covered with the red gore, the leper was sprinkled seven times. The bird was then released, and it flew off, still marked by the shed blood. Now the meaning is obvious. It is Christ crucified and risen. He died, but rose again, entering into the heavens, taking with Him His own atoning blood. And as the great high priest, He sprinkles the blood on the guilty, vile, leprous sinners such as we are. He washes us from our sins in His own blood. Let me ask you this question. Do you feel your wretchedly defiled state of soul? Then there is the invitation that the Lord Jesus extends, and He says to you, Come unto Me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you come, He will make you whiter than snow. Come today, because the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Let's hear now these words in song, and then the Reverend Larry Power will bring the Lord's message.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace so free is sufficient for me. And deep is its fountain, as wide as the sea.
Our text today is taken from John's Gospel, the chapter 3 and verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. I would like to ask you a question. Do you hope to go to heaven when you die? If you do, there is something which is absolutely necessary in order for to get into heaven. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We want to think briefly today about this doctrine, the doctrine of the new birth, and how essential it is. We want to think first of all what the new birth is not. Now, it is not head knowledge, for we read here concerning Nicodemus, the man to whom Jesus was speaking. Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Nicodemus knew many things. He belonged to the party of the Pharisees, and the Pharisees believed in the resurrection of the body. They believed in man's accountability, rewards, and punishments, and so on. Nicodemus himself was a student of the law. He was a ruler, a master in Israel. Now, so many people, of course, believe things that are good and fundamental, and yet they have never experienced what the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking of here, that except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. We read a remarkable thing in the Epistle of James. There we read that the devils believe and they tremble. They believe. They recognized the Lord Jesus Christ when he was upon this earth. They feared him. They recognized that he was the Son of the living God, the Son of the Highest. They believe, but they tremble. You may believe the fundamentals of the faith today, the resurrection. You may believe in heaven and hell. You may have a great deal of head knowledge, and yet not be born again of the Spirit of God. So the new birth, it is not head knowledge. It is not being religious. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. And we know that the Pharisees observed all outward and externals in religion. They were very particular about many things, the washing of hands, about ceremony and all such. And multitudes of people are religious today. They associate Christianity with a denomination or with ritual or even with a minister, with baptism, communion. And we can say that the vast majority of people in this country are religious people. You may be religious and yet have never experienced what it is to be born again of the Spirit of God. Now, the new birth is not self-effort or good works. The Bible tells us, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, how many people are deluded in this way. They think they can get into heaven by their good works. Secondly, what is the new birth? Now let me read the words of the Lord Jesus Christ here in John chapter 3 and verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, or born from above. The new birth is from above. God gives this life. He gives this birth, this spiritual birth. And he gives this life in the soul. It is the implanting of a new life, of spiritual life, into the soul of man. It's from heaven. It's from above. It's not of the earth at all. It has been made alive from the dead. That's how the Bible describes it. You see, by nature, man is spiritually dead. We are dead, the Bible says, in trespasses and in sins. We are born and shapen in iniquity. No one is ever born a Christian. So many people imagine today, well, they say we're born into a Christian country. We've been baptized, gone to church my lifetime. I must be a Christian. Surely I will go to heaven when I die. All will be well. But the Lord Jesus, in speaking to Nicodemus, made it so very clear. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is a birth, this is a life that makes one alive spiritually. It is life from the dead. This is newness of life. New hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. The new birth is a very great change. The Apostle Paul reminds us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Life, life, eternal life. Jesus alone is the giver. Are you saved today? Have you been born again of the Spirit of God and washed in his precious blood? Oh, remember today, here we have something that is absolutely necessary. It is vital. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Call on the Lord for mercy. Invite him into your heart today. The word exhorts us, My son, give me thine heart. Seek him, and you will find him. And ask the Lord to save you just now, and to save you today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we Let the Bible Speak.